Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, have you been betting on any of the football games?
I have been.
Yeah. What have you been, like, who have you been winning on?
Well, I was winning with the Chargers, but Green Bay.
Well, do you feel like the last one out when it comes to sports betting, and don't you know where to start? It's like you understand where the market is moving, what smart bets are out there, and have some fun listening while you're at it. BetQL Daily, I've used this service in the past, sponsored by FanDuel, is the must-listen show for sports bettors and sports fans alike. So BetQL, like, they go over, like, the analytics, you know, the trends and stuff, everything. Like for a sports betting show, for information, it's tremendous. Hosts Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth serve up Wagertainment, the sports talk you love with the betting insights you need each weekday. Find out where the market is moving across all the week's biggest sporting events. And if you missed out on earlier games, BetQL Daily has you covered there, too, with recaps of some of the biggest recent moments in sports. If you're not sure where to start with sports betting, start with BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel. Listen weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, on Odyssey, AUDACY, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Great podcast. I've been listening to them. Great information, great trends. If you're a sports bettor, you need to listen to this podcast. It's not that long, and the information is tremendous.
There you go. You know, D.I., he spends a lot of time placing down bets and stuff. So do I, not as much as Glenn, so he's better versed in this. And if he's telling you these guys are good, you better believe it. Boom.
BetQL Daily. BETQL Daily.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through snobbing, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, we stump in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez.
Alright, so here are the Persians this week. And sometimes it's very difficult. Here's the problem with the Persians. Okay. It's very difficult for me. I have to go on my notifications and scroll down my notifications to remember the ones that I have to purge. However, right. However, thank you to Reddit. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a Reddit thread.
Right.
And the name of the thread is called A Summary of the Disco Inferno Parody Counts on Twitter.
Okay? Oh, boy.
Disco Inferno is famous for pitching outlandish characters like Bill Ding and an evil architect, the Invisible Man, and the alien invasion angle. When he took his shtick to the podcast world, a lot of his fans decided to take his ideas to the next level and create characters in the same way, in the same vein as Bill Ding. Here are some of those Twitter characters. Now, this is perfect because right now all I have to do is go to this, and all of the I'm sorry for all you parody accounts that try to have been hiding. From my purge, unfortunately, you can blame Reddit, but you're all right here, okay? So now all I have to do is just go down this list. It's a long list, so all I'm going to do is break this up into parts. I'm going to go purge a few today, but let's start with Buck and Naked.
I don't like that.
The Lost Creation of the Disco Inferno.
Right.
I am the original. And his cover photo. It's a picture of Ron Jeremy. Okay.
That's tremendous.
A naked Ron Jeremy. It's disgusting.
That's a dude. That
okay.
Wait a minute.
Okay. The Lost Creation of the Disco Inferno on the original and only porn star professional wrestling until Val Venus stole my gimmick. Love my dad, Disco Inferno. We are going to.
Any bios on any of these guys?
That's the bio. That's the bio.
The bio. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Block. Okay. You are blocked. Boom. There you go. Blocked him. Also, we got Ed Ucater.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Ed Ucater.
He's an old time.
The evil teacher of the Disco Inferno. You have me to thank for all of his great ideas.
You know, the evil teacher did the intro to the show once.
Who did?
Ed Ucater, the evil teacher.
Well, you've been in contact with this guy?
Yeah, he's done the show intro. And
bro, you didn't hear the one they did last week, which is absolutely, that intro is brutal.
Algebra.
Ben Evelyn.
Algebra. The
right.
Evil student of Educator, the evil right. Teacher, and forgotten creation of Disco Inferno. Oh, I already blocked him. Oh, good. Okay. So I don't have to block him.
Yeah, it was.
We got Ely Gal, the evil border jumper.
Right.
The evil Jeez. Border jumper, a creation by the Disco Inferno as a heel in the Trump presidential era. The guy's got 6 tweets and 8 followers.
Right.
Okay, you're blocked. All right. How many more should I do today? One or a couple more? Or just,
yeah.
What do you think? Okay, Mo Turbot, the evil crevice dweller. Disco has forgotten about me long enough. Where is Maury Povich? Keep it 100. Hashtag keep 100. Hashtag. Oh, I already blocked him. Okay, I already blocked Motorboat. Surveillance. No, here we go. Todd Delore, evil 2-year-old.
No,
he's getting blocked. He got rid of the page. Doesn't even exist. Tremendous. Let me see here. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. Let's get rid of this guy. This one is Sapphire's Glory Hole. Hi, I am the Glory Hole at Sapphire's. I'm frequented by a lot of men and backside operated by Disco Inferno. Cannot be purged because I am Disco's source of income. Oh yeah. Okay, right, here we go. Block at Disco Fun Hole. Jesus.
That's tremendous.
Well, that's not funny. These people are in trouble. Did you see that Ryan Satin basically was getting a lot of people sending him things saying that they were been blocked by Ryan. Ryan Satin was blocking so many people that people were tweeting like, I can't see Ryan Satin's tweets. I can't even recall everyone saying anything about him, right? Mm-hmm. So Ryan Satin unmuted and unblocked a bunch of people. He said, except for those Disco Inferno parody accounts.
And
those people are here.
And me. Right? And me. I remain blocked. I'm still on the Ryan Satin block.
And I would like to say to all the parody accounts, it doesn't take that long to make a new one, so please remobilize and reattack Disco and Ryan.
Out,
and Ryan,
edit that out.
one. Here's a beautiful one that I liked. Did you see that thing where Ryan put up where that, you know, he was mad because his housekeeper told on him when he had a house party?
Yeah, when he was a teenager.
People were kind of burying him, like, really, you had a housekeeper?
Yeah. Well, he said that he just recently said hi to her for the first time in 15 years. He held a 15-year grudge against the housekeeper for telling on him to his daddy.
All right. Well, this is Disco Candles. Gwen Gilbernetti spells it G-W-E-N, at Disco Candles. Parody account, former pro wrestler, book The Invisible Man and Building, handyman with flavors, Ray Romano impersonator, Kermit the Frog actor, KG's bitch boy.
Ooh.
All right, block at Disco Candles. That's enough for this week. We're going to block some more next week. This is fun. I like these purges. They, you know, like when you do
they reinvigorate you almost like if you just got out of a sauna or something.
Unbelievable you just said that, because I was going to mention that when I get my hair cut, right. Okay, that you can see on
the gentleman's cut
at Disco Master GG. I post my haircuts on Instagram. People
Aren't
are big
you on
fans
Snapchat
of that.
Now too.
I'm on Snapchat at the Mighty D period I period, the Mighty DI name that you gave me,
right?
And also, what's her name gave me that too, Anna Casada. Great name for the past there.
Shouts out to the wildest woman on earth.
All right. So when I go to the gym, when I go get my hair cut, I'll always go when the pool's open, I'll go always to the pool, but I'll do 20 minutes in the sauna, and they have a hot tub and a cold tub. Okay. Right. And purging these people feels like when I get out of the sauna and I'm super hot. And I step in that cold tub, and like the first minute in that cold tub, when I just feel like that's what these purges feel like. Okay.
Wow, that is tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely tremendous.
Well, you know, there's one
like about the Thin Mints. Yeah.
Yes.
There's one account you won't have to purge apparently, because I've been notified by Joseph Feeney IV and Mike Holder that Grant Boston's Twitter account has been suspended. So,
well, has it really? The Grant Boston parody account?
No, the real one.
Really? Yeah. Graham Boston, I don't know why, but I guess because we referenced Graham Boston on the show. I mean, we got the signals crossed to Graham Boston. Graham Boston, I guess this is fair game. He sent me a private message.
Oh, right.
So let me see here.
Although I do know that he claimed on Twitter that he dropped his Patreon subscription, so maybe
yes.
We should mention
him. Oh, he claimed that on Twitter? Because he sent me a private message. let me see here. Message request. Let me read this to you. Graham Rico Boston. Okay. Glenn, my friend, here's a link to, first of all, he sent me a link to the Playboy Gary Hart, my wife. Just out of the blue, Glenn, you suck. I've canceled my Patreon.
Whoa.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah. So they canceled the Patreon. Well, I want to get Graham Boston. Well, why did Graham Boston get banned from Twitter? Do you know?
I don't know. There's just a lot of arguing and fighting.
And
with,
that's
you know,
and then let
Mike
me tell you.
And
that's why I'm getting rid of these guys.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want you guys tagging me.
Yeah.
And arguing on my page, and I have to scroll down. My notifications are filled with you guys arguing with each other.
It's getting out of
control. And that goes for you too, Mike Holder, the evil architect. Okay. He's a little bit. He's still very
Mike
mouthy.
Holder's the evil ring announcer.
The ring announcer.
Evil ring announcer. Excuse me. The evil ring announcer. Yeah. Yeah. I might. You know. He deserves.
Yeah, I didn't like that either, because the parody account was just at the first just to bust balls and have fun. Then they started attacking each other, and it was
started
like, nah.
Each other. Yeah.
It's like we're an army. We attack others. You
yeah.
Know?
But at your behest.
Right.
Because you tell people to promote vile language.
Right.
So these guys are arguing with each other and cussing each other. I mean,
I don't like that.
I'm a 51-year-old man, a grown adult, and I'm having to listen to look at this crap on Twitter. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, it's your fault, Conan. And I did not.
It is kind of my fault.
Make sure you edit that out where Conan tries to say that for all the people I blocked to get new accounts and promote them on the show. Okay. I want that blocked.
Let me just make a note here.
I hope that the same guy that keeps letting She's a Lady through will make sure that goes through.
Oh, whatever. Conan, guess what?
What up?
Freeze Pipe wants to make sure you enjoy being around your family this Christmas.
What?
So they're Freeze Pipe. They want you to enjoy being around your family this Christmas, so they're opening up Black Friday sales today. So you want to know what Freeze Pipe is?
Yes.
Freeze Pipe makes a unique line of freezable pipes, bubblers, bongs,
ooh.
And
oh, I like
the coldest
this.
And
I like this.
And smoothest cannabis smoking experience.
Oh, I love this.
What a perfect
already.
Sponsor.
These thick glass pieces These thick glass pieces all use cutting-edge water filtration and freezable glycerin chambers. Pop one of the glycerin chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through this icy passageway, it's instantly cooled by over 300 degrees. You'll notice smoother, bigger hits without the throat burning or intense coughing. Most people report they cough less, but everyone reports these are the smoothest bongs they've ever tried. And with thousands of happy customers across the globe, it's easy to see why. Start enjoying smoother, bigger hits today by going to thefreezepipe.com. Black Friday sales are live now, and this is their biggest sales event of the year. If the product you want isn't on sale for Black Friday, use code KEEPIN, K-E-E-P-I-N, for 10% off anything in the store. That's thefreezepipe.com. That's F-R-E-E-Z-E-P-I-P-E.com. And use code K-E-E-P-I-N for 10% off, or enjoy Black Friday sales going on all week long.
Beautiful.
Yo, I can't wait to get that and try that out on the air. Well, why has that not come in yet, Joe?
I'm on it. It's coming your way for sure.
All right.
Hopefully it'll be in the mail before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So check out the new Freeze Pipes and listen to the show very, very high.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing the yearly holiday party here, but unfortunately, the host, Conan, is late to his own party.
Well, that figures.
Y'all ain't figured this timing shit out yet.
No.
Well, you should know, Shane. So we've been texting him for 2 days. He hasn't responded to a text or a call in 2 days. And he tries to tell us that he's too busy to like actually respond to a telephone text message. I want to talk about something that's been because this tweet got a lot of traction. Okay, Shane Helms tweeted that he took his family to go see Star Wars, and the quote was, "Everyone loved it." So I guess people did not know our gig from this show when you were on. Whenever we do movie reviews, we always pull out Rotten Tomatoes. So I just tweeted, 57% is not everyone. So, Shay, did you see the responses to that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So I actually did another tweet where I continued to joke, and it said, somebody's like, oh, he's obviously talking about his family. And I said, yes, I'm saying that Shane is lying, that only 57% of his family actually enjoyed the movie. So people are still, like, all over this for, like, being, like, I guess it's kind of like the, I don't know, it's the Star Wars faction of fans that, like, don't want to hear anything bad about the movies and stuff. Is that another group here that, like, you can trigger on Twitter?
I don't even know what the hell he was asking.
Can you hear me now?
Basically,
oh, never mind. Well, how you been doing? Shane, how you been doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just actually recorded an episode of Highway to Helms that I'm going to send to JoJo in a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Christmas episode.
That's it.
Let me ask you a question. What are you, give us all, for people that don't listen to you, that listen to this, what did this episode, like, what do you talk about?
So just remember when I used to be on Keeping It 100 and all the entertaining parts there, I just do that on my show now. I take out everything people hated about Keeping It 100, which is you, and I don't do that.
So you don't have me on. So you took that base of fans that don't like me, and then they're all just listening to Highway to Helms.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: how's your how you liking being on? Give me a week, a day in the week with your schedule like for WWE now. What's your weekly schedule usually?
Last week I didn't do shit. I got kidney stones. But normally, if I just do Raw, because they got the agents and producers split between Raw and SmackDown, so I'm a Raw guy. So I fly out Sunday night. I generally try to get there early so I can go work out. Then I'll do Raw on Monday, and I'll fly home Tuesday morning. Unless I have the house shows, you know, which it could be Saturday and Sunday. It could be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So on a short week, it's just I fly out Sunday, fly home Tuesday. On a long week, I'll fly out Friday and fly home Tuesday.
And that's it. So you're not doing nothing at the performance center. You're home in North Carolina, just on the road as an agent, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So how do you like it?
I like it. I mean, there's a lot of stress involved. It's not, you know, it's different. It's not as fun as performing. You know, that's what I love to do. I love to actually be in there. But, you know, I mean, it's an adjustment, and it's still a bit of an adjustment, you know, because I didn't prepare an ending to my career. It just kind of was over, you know what I mean, as far as in-ring. And so I still want to be out there, and to make it worse, I got to go look at a ring every single week that I want to be in. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like being on a diet and I'm staring at pizza all day long every single Monday.
Right.
So. Let me ask you this, because I remember so when you were like you've obviously been an agent for few years of your career. What's the difference in the way the business, the structure, the way you agent in WWE compared to like the way it was structured in Impact? Because in Impact, you just, you know, I used to do. You have your match, you go get with the guys, you get they tell you what spots you got to go in the truck and tell the truck to, and then that's about it. Is it the exact same for WWE, or is there a different way you do this?
No, keep in mind a lot of the TNA stuff was taped.
Right.
You know, so when it's not live, you're not having to worry about commercial segments and what time that commercial is going to be over. With WWE, you know, you got all of that timed out. Then there's, you know, they're going to do a backstage segment over here. They're going to plug something else over there. They're going to do a graphic for this, whatever the hell is coming up. They got a graphic for this pay-per-view coming up. And some of that's going to eat into your time, you know. So there's just a lot more that you're dealing with up there. You know, anytime it's not taped, there's so much less pressure.
Who reads?
And WWE does everything live now. Hardly anything is taped except for the 205 live show. I think that's the only tape, and I guess main event. But everything else is live. So you know, the pressure is always on up there.
Who reads the show in the production meeting? Does Vince read it, or does the person who wrote it read it?
No, one of the writers.
The head writer, or just one of the writers?
Yeah, the head writer writes.
How many writers, so at Raw, okay, are all the writers in the, how many, give me a number. How many numbers of writers are there? We always hear writer, there's all these writers. What's the actual number? How many do they have?
I don't know. I don't even know.
more than 12? Or
it could be, because probably there's a team that, there's some that come on the road, there's a home team, you know, so there's a lot of people that are pitching ideas at all times.
When you do these matches and stuff, everything, who are the guys that you found that you like working, like you know, like that your philosophy on laying out a match jives with them? Like who have you clicked with, like talent wise as an agent so far?
Honestly, dude, I click with everybody. You know, I mean, I was one of those guys that, you know, I did all the styles.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, my problem with agents in the past were agents that didn't do my style because right. They didn't know it, they didn't get it. You know, I just had one of those careers where I did a little bit of everything, and I found success at doing a little bit of everything. So, you know, I kind of know what the guys are going through. So I don't have like any problems with anybody, you know. So there's certain guys, like I always get excited. Like I was excited whenever I worked with Cesaro, because I would come up with some crazy shit that I knew he could do. Andrade's a guy I know that, you know, he's going to come up with some good stuff. You know, guys that still have that fire and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, Drew McIntyre is one. You know, there's quite a few guys that I look forward to having their matches.
Are the guys basically, you know, because I haven't been around agent in years. Is this crew, like this epic of this generation, are they still open to live under the learning tree, or a lot of them know-it-alls? Like, well, what would you say is the split was there? Like the percentage of guys that are kind of know-it-alls and the percentage of guys that are like open to still want to acquire knowledge and stuff?
I think it's the same as always. I think there's always been guys that wanted to learn, and there's always been guys that were know-it-alls. I think it's always been like that, and I think it's always going to be like that. I mean, I don't think you're ever going to attract just one mindset in that locker room. There's always going to be different guys, different personalities, and guys that succeed when they're young. Of course, those are going to be the guys that are going to be a little bit more overconfident, but that overconfidence generally comes from success, you know, so... you just got to navigate those waters on how to communicate with people. And that, you know, that isn't the easiest thing in the world for me, because I'm just kind of a straight shooter. But it's something that I'm learning and working on, because I wasn't always the easiest communicator either. You know, if somebody didn't like my idea, you know, back in the day, I was like, well, go fuck yourself. You know, now you got to be a little bit more diplomatic. I can't just tell people to go fuck themselves. But, you know, I stick with what I said. I think, you know, and I think a lot of our generation and generations before us, we glorify a lot of the things back in the day. You know, there was just as many assholes back then. There were just as much arrogance and problems back then. Now we got problems. They're just a little bit more different. They got a little different flavor, but it's the same shit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, the guys like that, if social media was a big thing back when we were around, that you know, the guys that would have been getting trouble on social media. It's like, so that,
oh,
that,
sure.
Yeah, right. So, like, yeah, that hadn't changed, right? What do you, are you guys like, is there a lot of competition between you and SmackDown?
Not really. Like, I don't feel it now like it was back in the day. Like, back in the day when we had the brand split, I'm talking about, you know, 2005, 2006, there was a real big competition and animosity between Raw and SmackDown on what was the A show and what was the B show. We were very all competitive about it, but I don't feel that now. You know, I feel like, you know, it's all under that one umbrella. And like I say, because I'm looking at it from a different perspective now, I just want the shows to be good no matter what. So the guys in the locker room, they might be looking at it like that, and I can't speak for them. But for me, I don't see it like that anymore.
Hmm. Interesting.
But when I was out there, we did.
Really? I thought everybody was like, because that was something. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't think the brand split has worked like in the big picture. Okay, I just don't understand why they can't let, you know. And it's too, because when Fox started wanting like all these guys and everything, that like it seems like they got pigeonholed into trying to break some of their own rules regarding the brand split just to get some guys on the shows back and forth. You know, so it's like, I don't know. I think that Fox wants SmackDown to be perceived as the number one show, but I still consider Raw to be the flagship show of professional wrestling. You know, so it's like, are there like discussions like in the production meeting and stuff on which guys should be on what shows and stuff, or is that like all just creative?
No, that's all just creative. And right. I mean, I think the way they got it now is the SmackDown guys, is at least for the last couple of weeks, is being more decisive. There was some stuff that was booked before the brand split was set in stone that had already been booked that we kind of had to do. And that was in terms of, you know, dark matches after Raw went off the air, or live events, you know, house shows sort of stuff that was booked months in advance. Now, that stuff they still had to fulfill. Once that's completely done, I think the hope is that it gets more definitive, that whoever's on SmackDown stays on SmackDown and whoever Raw's stays on Raw. I think the only kind of thing they're playing with now is that managers, because managers don't have to be contracted to each show, that managers can fluctuate. And I don't hate that idea. I kind of like that idea. Why would a manager be under the same contract as a talent? So I don't hate that.
Well, Scott Boras has people in every sport. You know, it's like an agent manager like manages a bunch of people, right? You know, that's like common sense, yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's why we had Sami Zayn on Raw recently.
Let me ask you this: you still itch to get in the ring, right? Do you
do what?
Do you, like, you still itch to be in the ring? Like, you know, you're still in good shape,
oh, yeah.
You're still over. Are you scared to like go to them and say, or have you done it? Say, hey, I got an idea. If you want to get this kid over, like, give me 3 or 4 weeks. And like, this is an idea I have. Have you ever, like...
Yo, what's up, Shane?
Oh, there you are.
How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
All right.
Yeah, Disco was breaking up a little bit, but I believe his question, and before if he comes back, he can ask it, but it was along the lines of, how bad is the itch that you get being around the ring and not being active at the moment, Shane?
I mean, it's there. I definitely want to get in there and, you know... I definitely miss it a lot, and I think Disco was asking, have I suggested any storyline ideas to include myself? I haven't yet. But there's been things kind of mentioned to me, you know, but it would take more than a couple of weeks to get me back in ring shape right now.
But Shane,
we need about 6 months.
What is it exactly that you're doing? Agenting?
Yeah.
That's what you do for SmackDown or for Raw or for both?
For Raw. For Raw, I mean Raw and pay-per-views. And
so you're there with Ray, right? You're there with Ray?
Yeah, yeah.
Dominic?
Yeah, I work with Ray a lot.
Yeah. How about Kane?
Yeah, I mean, I think I only got to meet with him when we did the Saudi Arabia show.
Right. Really nice guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We all got drunk as hell on that plane on the way back, so he's a fun guy to get to know.
Yeah, a super cool dude. Let me ask you a question. I see did you go see, I think I might have seen you write about this. You went to see the last Star Wars?
Yeah, we were just talking about that a while ago.
Okay. How did you like it? How did you rank that with the other ones? Can you hear us?
Disco,
I think, is frozen again, which is probably.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. All right.
Okay, go ahead, Shane.
I liked it. I liked it better than The Last Jedi, which was the one before that.
Right.
I thought it kind of checked a lot of boxes. You know, it was my kids loved it. I loved it. You know, Karen loved it.
I disagree with that. I still say only 57% of your family loved it.
Of the four that win, 100% of them liked it.
No, I say only two to three tops liked it in between that and one person liked it convincingly. Two now, people did not like it convincingly, and one person was probably liked it.
I'm assuming you've seen all of them, Shane?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, is this supposed, because I saw like, you know, I like Star Wars, but I'm not into the, like, and I don't say this disparagingly, into the geekdom that a lot of them are. Like, the other day I saw Cody write, like, Star Wars 1 through I don't know how many there have been, and, like, you know, which was the best one, and, like, all these things. Is this supposed to, like, close a chapter or something like that I was reading?
Yeah, it's supposed to be I guess they come in threes, and so this was a third trilogy.
Right.
People, you know, some people are acting like there's never going to be another one. There's going to be more.
Right.
You know, this was just the end of a chapter. I thought it was a good, solid ending.
Okay, explain to me all the hoopla about the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda.
I think the man... I missed you guys, man. I hope you guys are doing good.
Well, I'm doing great. Go
ahead. Anyway, it's been like... The Mandalorian's good. Baby Yoda's still in the show, though. Without Baby Yoda, the show is fine.
It's a holiday show, by the
way. Listen.
Christmas cheer.
Family. Everyone knows that at a family Christmas party, there's always somebody that has heat or somebody that fights, so.
It's not a real family party until somebody's fighting.
All right, but what I don't understand, well, what is this supposed to be? Because I hear a lot of good comments from it.
The Mandalorian. Do you remember Boba Fett?
Yeah, no, and I don't.
He's a Mandalorian. That's his race or species or whatever. They all look like that with the helmet, but they're different colors. But this guy isn't Boba Fett. This is a different Mandalorian, and he goes on a bounty, and the bounty's for his little Baby Yoda gimmick. But when he keeps him, but then he doesn't want to, you know, turn him over to the bad guy. So now he's just keeping the Baby Yoda, and it's not necessarily Yoda. It could be just
like a race one of Yoda's, Yoda, right?
Yeah, like that. So we don't know exactly what Baby Yoda is, right. But he's a cute little green big ear motherfucker, and everybody loves him.
Right.
And he's really the big part of the show because the Mandalorian's pretty cool, but Baby Yoda's just kind of capturing everybody's heart right now.
But has he done anything? Like, does he have any special powers, or he's training to have powers?
Yeah.
Or he's just there being cute, like me. Thank you.
Nothing. Yeah, he's used the Force a couple of times, so he's got the Force is strong within him. So,
right.
So he's used it a couple of times, but they've been very judicious with it, you know, not overdoing it yet. But so yeah, basically he's just there being cute.
Okay.
And he's had a couple appearances by Gina Carano. If you remember her, MMA pioneer.
Oh, yeah.
MMA pioneer.
Right.
So she did really good in it. So, and Carl Weathers is in it. Okay. Apollo Creed. So.
Yeah, right. This is in Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other movies that you've seen?
Dude, I'm at home. Because now I got Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix. So yeah. I'm at home watching shows all the damn time now. So.
Okay, best TV series you can recommend for us.
Well, the best one I've seen recently is The Watchmen. But if you don't know The Watchmen, you're not going to like it as much as I did. I was just in love with The Watchmen. I always have been. So that's my pick. But before The Skywalker, I saw Joker, and I think Joker was probably the movie of the year.
Right, I like Joker a lot.
And I did see The Irishman.
Right.
Did you like The Irishman?
I think you put that you were still watching it like 3 days later.
That motherfucker, yeah. That shit was long. It was good.
It was too long, bro. That ending was way too long, too.
And for that guy, Martin Scorsese, the way he shit all over Marvel,
yeah.
For him, he just do the same movie every time with the exact same cast every damn time. I think that's why he was so mad.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You can check them out at betterhelp.com/Conan. So the best way to think about therapy is through a bunch of analogies. Like, for instance, we get our cars tuned up to prevent bigger issues down the road. Like, you know, you can see something coming a million miles away, right? We get annual checkups and go to the gym to maintain physical wellness and prevent injury and disease.
and we do chores regularly to avoid a giant mess of a house and like roaches and stuff, everything, you know. But going to therapy is kind of like all of these, you know. It's routine maintenance for your mental and emotional wellness to prevent bigger issues down the road. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It means you're investing in yourself to keep your mind healthy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Why invest in everything else and not your mind? So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Keep It at 100 with Conan listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Conan. That's BetterHelp.com/KONAN. And it's, you know, for people with issues, or you're feeling down, you don't know what's wrong with you, you're feeling uneasy, BetterHelp is the way to go.
And sometimes when you're having emotional or psychological issues and you want to talk to a professional, you want to vent, you want to get feedback, you want to get help, you know, and that's these are the type of people you want to call. They're trained in helping you whatever problem you may have, you know. Mental health issues are a real thing. As I said before, I suffer from it. So it's something that we have to really take seriously. That used to be a stigma before, that there weren't places like this before. And now you don't even have to go in person. You can just call, you know.
Yeah, and like Disco said, there's video. If you're not comfortable talking to someone face-to-face, there's video chat. And there's even just text where you just, like, you're in a chat room. You know what I mean? So it takes that fear and anxiety out of it, of meeting a new doctor or being in the office or anything like that. So it's very easy.
So keep your mental health good with BetterHelp. Boom.
Hey, I got to add... Sorry, go ahead,
right. Go ahead. What do you say, Joe?
I got to add Conrad, if that's all right.
All right. Hey, Shane, sorry for getting on late. As usual, miscommunications. I'm glad you heard me bury Disco.
What's up, man?
And,
Conrad, say hi to Shane. Shane Holmes is leaving us. We're doing the baton. You're passing the baton right now to the next guest for the Christmas.
I like it. Thanks, guys.
Is Shane still
on? I heard a rumor that Conrad orders turkey omelets from the Waffle House.
That is not true. That's rumor and innuendo.
But what would happen?
And
what,
supposition.
Why don't you tell the boys what would happen if somebody goes into Waffle House and orders a turkey omelet?
In Alabama, if somebody came into a Waffle House and tried to order a turkey omelet, they get their goddamn ass whipped for that shit out here. You can get ham, you can get bacon, you can get sausage. You know, we'll let you put jalapenos. You can go crazy in that thing. But if you ask for turkey, we're going to take you out back and whip the shit out of you.
I've never even heard of a turkey. Who's put turkey on an omelet before?
Stupid-ass Bruce Pritchard in Connecticut.
Does he really?
Yes. He's changed.
That's weird.
Yes. Vince McMahon rubbing off on him.
Shane.
All right, well, I'm going to tag out. You guys have a good time chatting with Conrad. I'll holler at you, everybody, later.
Shane, Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful family, my brother.
Merry Christmas.
All right, back at you guys.
Fuck this. Yeah.
Merry Christmas. All right. We already had, this is our holiday show, Conrad. We've already had a shouting match between me and Conan for Conan's unprofessionalism. So we're the Christmas cheer here. How things going with you, man?
Well, everything's good, man. I'm looking forward to shouting at you, too. You know, just keep the tradition alive.
But let me ask you a question. What do you got in store for, I haven't seen any StarCast announcements. When's the next StarCast coming up?
We don't have one planned right now. The next pay-per-view for AEW is in Chicago, but it's piggybacking the second or third biggest comic book convention or Comic-Con style convention in the country, C2E2. So they're going to be a part of C2E2 and then do that show. And I think their next pay-per-view will be Double or Nothing in Vegas, but I don't have anything on the books for that one. After that, you know, if we're following along with what they did last year, you would think Labor Day in Chicago, they'd be back at Sears Center for All Out. If that proves to be true, maybe we'll look at doing one there.
When do you think they'll come to the West Coast?
I don't know, man. You know, last I heard, it was like a logistical thing of how they were going to figure out how to sort of route the shows and do a pay-per-view. So they would have to do, from what I understood, they'd have to do TV maybe in like Texas or something like that on their way to California. But what the hell do I know about 18-wheelers and trucking sets and all that?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's enough big cities in the West for them to run. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Conrad, how's Alabama looking for next year?
Great, man. We just had a hell of a recruiting class. I hear that the quarterback that we just picked up who's coming to us from the West Coast, is supposed to be even better than Tua. So we'll see if that's going to prove to be true. But I think what the number I heard was we got 22 out of the 26 recruits we really wanted. Of course, all four are five stars, so should be poised for a big year.
Why do you think Don Enos didn't do the great job he was able to do in Alabama and Miami because he didn't have the correct quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, perhaps, you know, I feel like Miami just hasn't had enough talent. It feels like everybody else has been siphoning off the great talent from Florida. For years and years, it felt like, you know, if you wanted to dominate college sports, if you could be number one in recruiting in California, Texas, and Florida, you were loaded for bear. But it feels like all those kids are deciding to go somewhere else. Nobody's sticking around Florida. And when I was growing up, man, the U was the place to be. And I hope that return to prominence can still happen again, because it was just fun, you know, because those guys had a reputation for, you know, having swag before swag was a thing.
I get hot because in the state of Miami, which, as you know, Howard Schnellenberger coined, everybody in Miami used to stay there. And now you see they go to all these other great all these other schools and they blow up. And that's one of the big problems we're having, keeping, you know, the Miami kids at Miami.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me. I mean, I understand that those guys want to play on a bigger level. And that's the way Saban recruits, you know. I mean, his entire pitch is, here's how many kids I have in the NFL, and here's what they're making this year, and here's what they made last year. And if you want a piece of that, you need to come play here. So that's a compelling argument. But, you know, from a 19-year-old perspective, if I could live in Miami or I could live in Tuscaloosa, no-brainer.
Right.
I got a question for you, Conrad. I thought this season specifically kind of highlighted some of the problems that the BCS, the playoffs have right now. Because, like, you see more of a groundswell of people that wanted to go to 18s and stuff. Like that. I got to admit, bro, let me tell you something. Alabama's resume this year does not look good on paper. Like they did not beat one single top 25 team. And the fact that, like, they were in it on reputation alone, like, until the last, like, in right at the end. Here are my problems. Is that we still rank teams preseason, so we're judging them on reputation, okay? And my problem has always been with the BCS that college football is literally the only sport at any level from peewee to the NFL where there's not a clear path to the championship that you know of before the season starts. It's they kind of make it up as you go along. There's still ranking team. We vote on which teams we think are going in and stuff like that. So this is my question to you. Do you see, and then, like, this would be my idea of the way college football should progress going forward, is that the conference championship games are playoff games. If you do not win your conference championship game, you do not go to the playoffs, okay? And number two, shouldn't conference championship games for the top five teams be automatic bids to the playoffs? So, like, you know, because that's the thing, because the clear path to the championship is like, okay, let's win your college, win your conference championship game, and you go to the playoffs. So I'm seeing, like, if you take the big five and three wild cards, you could do an 18 playoff. Are you satisfied with the way to do it now, or would you want to see this thing changed?
I look at it at the end, and I say, hey, did they get it right? And it would be hard for me to argue that the best four teams aren't playing in the playoff right now. And that hurts me as an Alabama fan, but realistically, they got it right, you know. So
okay, I said they didn't get it right. Because here's another thing that I would say about about going on preseason reputation, okay, or basically the incumbent champion. Why is Clemson not the number one seed?
Okay.
That's what I'll say. They're the defending championship, and they haven't lost a game. It's like, you show me another sport where the defending champion wins all of his fight, you know, and then loses his ranking. It's just a very bizarre concept to me.
Well, it shouldn't be bizarre, because in this particular situation, you had a bunch of kids from Clemson go to the pros. And so you take a look at who left and who were the players and the playmakers last year, and you reassess. And whoever put that ranking out, you know, and voted on that, decided that, hey, Alabama retained more of their talent than maybe Clemson did, and that's how they came up with it. But you were saying they didn't get it right, and then you started quoting preseason. I'm not saying where we started. I'm saying where we finished. Who should have been in the playoff in the last four this year that wasn't?
No, they got the four teams right. I don't think they got the rankings right.
Oh, who cares about the rankings, bro? It's about the playoffs.
I'm aware it's about the playoffs, but, like, you're still, like, you know, there's four teams, but there's kind of three teams that are clearly a step above the fourth team.
Like, just this is all perception. Like, it's all the things.
Bro, like, but the best four teams are in there. He's correct. I mean,
that's true. That is correct. Okay.
We'll argue just to argue argument's sake.
I think
you know a lot of people like that yourself.
It's my point. Okay, and as I say, I still think that the committee said we have to get the SEC champion into that final game to clear his path because they got the most fans.
This is what I will say.
That's what I would say.
Okay. Let me, Conrad. But wouldn't you also say, isn't something a little bit weird, perverse? That, you know, it's almost like college football. And remember, I used to hate this. I thought this was bullshit. And I don't know if this ever happened to Alabama or to Georgia, but it did happen to Miami. Remember that year where Miami tied Washington and they were like national co-champions?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Okay, so to me, it's like they've always had their own way of doing things, and it almost seems like they just can't get in step with, like Disco said, the easiest way to do it is like you do everything else in fucking brackets, like they do in football, NCAA, baseball, everything. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't it be a lot easier to do it that way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's such a thing as a perfect system out there, you know, and I know that I agree with you. I never want to see a co-champion thing again, you know, where it's split. But, I mean, you go way back to the 70s, and that's just the way things were done even back then. I know what you're talking about was like 90 or 91, but in the 70s, Alabama was claiming national titles, and they didn't even win their bowl game. So, you know, and I'm a Bammer, so I can admit that, but it's just like we're so far better than we used to be. That, you know, I don't think this is a perfect system, no, but I do sort of root for chaos every year. I thought it would have been tremendous if there would have been absolute utter chaos with Auburn and Georgia and then the SEC championship game getting screwy. But none of that really happened, and it just happened exactly as we expected. And I'm curious what you think, you know, you expect to see this Saturday night.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Let's get to the prediction.
Okay, let me just say one last thing. You say there is no perfect system. I like the system they have in football and baseball and basketball. You got your fucking division winners, and you got some wild cards.
Well, if we're going to talk sports, would you mind if I added Simon Diamond to the mix right now?
Oh, let's get him in here. This is good because this is a good discussion. We're gonna do our predictions for this weekend. Get him in here. Connor, have you ever met Simon Diamond before?
Who?
I have not. Interesting. Work back in the day, but no, I've never actually ran across him.
Oh, interesting. You'll like him.
Big, the world big, infamous Disco list.
Connor, do you watch pro football? You pro football, just college?
Yeah, I watch it, but you know, I'm not as emotionally invested, of course.
Right. What do you think about who's Alabama playing this year? Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. The last time we played them was Brady's last game. It was Sean Alexander's senior year and Brady's last game, and then they both went into the draft. And, well, Brady did a little better than old Sean Alexander did after that.
This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Do I tell my extended family that I have the Performance Package 4.0 from the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming? Not to mention, it includes their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to tame my bush and score brownie points with the in-laws. Gift yourself Manscaped, or the man in your life who needs it. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 by going to manscaped.com. So if you think your holiday spread is good, it's time to give thanks to Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, or as I like to call it, the perfect package for your package. Inside, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer is my favorite, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance boxer briefs, which are unbelievably comfortable, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. I go everywhere with that. Whenever I go to the gym, put everything in the travel bag. Think of it as a cornucopia for your balls.
Nice.
Their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to the advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shaves, plus it's waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you can bring it in the shower and the bath. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes a weed whacker to chop the worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. I use this because everybody gets nose hairs. But the weed whacker just does the business.
Yeah, as I'm getting older, I keep getting ear hair, which is disgusting. Yeah. So I take care of that.
And girls do not like that, buddy.
No, they hate it.
This nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. And do not forget, Manscaped's liquid formulations They're like the pumpkin pie and ice cream after Thanksgiving dinner. You can't live without it. Bro, when you have Thanksgiving, when you have pumpkin pie, do you put a vanilla ice cream on top of your pumpkin pie?
Well, I do, definitely. You? It's the best.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
And as far as liquid formulations, too, don't forget, I don't know why they don't have us plugged. It's because I'm a monthly buyer. This is the Manscaped Refined Cologne. The cologne, too, smells very good, and I would highly recommend it.
Well, along with the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner Spray.
Yep.
Your balls will be living in turkey heaven with these formulations. And for the gifters out there, Manscaped seals the deal with two free gifts from in their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. And the Boxers are fantastic. You'll love them.
Mm-hmm.
Gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. And Manscaped has been busy and just launched a refined body wash and 2-in-1 shampoo plus conditioner. We just got that in the mail. I tried it. Fantastic.
Yep.
Both feature the Manscaped signature scent will help with unlock your confidence this year. Your boys and body will be oh so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the Ultimate Body Wash Shampoo and Conditioner. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscape.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Be thankful this season. Scratches. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Conan,
right.
I know you've heard us tell you about the great supplements our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition are offering, so we decided to let one of their happy customers tell you about their experience using LegacySubs.com. So this is a testimonial. You want to hear it?
Yep.
Don Grubbs in Tennessee, that's where Nick Aldis lives. Okay, he said, quote, this guy's from Tennessee, right? So I'm going to read it in his voice.
This is probably Nick Aldis, but go ahead. I'm their pseudonym.
Don Grubbs in Tennessee. Now, we'll trust him here. This is an actual testimony. This is Don Grubbs from Tennessee. He said, I had trouble getting a full night's sleep for years.
All right, what? Dude. That's not I necessary. That's not necessary.
All right, okay. So this is from Don Grubbs in Tennessee. All right. He said, I had trouble getting a full night's sleep for years. So I tried Recovery PM, and I can't believe how well this stuff works. I decided to try Test X9 after that. Love the results I got from that, too. I'm stronger, and I got morning wood for the first time since I was in my 20s.
Ooh. You know what?
Nice.
After that comment, go back to the Tennessee accent.
I was so happy when I saw they now offer subscriptions. I subscribed to the Ultimate Test Stack right away, so it ships automatically every month, and I never run out of it. So see why customers all over the world are coming back again and again and try the professionally developed supplements at LegacySubs.com. All of their products are GMP certified and made in an FDA inspected facility right here in the USA. And now through December 1st, spend $75 or more and get free shipping plus a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Go to LegacySubs.com. That's LegacySubs.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. That's level up with LegacySubs.com. K100. That's K100.
And let me tell you, this really does work because every guy that's on Get My Go had the same problem getting morning wood from Huge Lee to Hambone, especially Joe.
Yes.
What's the other guy, Durbin, who's right. part of that other insult crew?
Oh, Chad. Know? Chad's over there and the awesome Chad. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah. And then Nick is a supporter of Get My Go.
So right. Nick and his friends, they all use it, and they've been getting morning wood since. So there's
beautiful.
Some more testimonials.
Yeah, women, girls like morning wood, yes. too, by the way. You know, they don't like yolk, so.
And some podcast producers, too. But anyways, you want to get your morning hardwood. You want to get all your legacy supplements. They got a female line done by Mickey James. Nick Aldis designs a lot of this stuff. And we use it ourselves.
And look at how they look. Great shape.
Right.
JJ Claxton, one of the the guy that runs our TikTok, is a user of Legacy Subs. He's had testimonials saying he's put on muscle. He looks fantastic. They work. Try them. You'll like them.
Get your Legacy Subs. Boom.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.